you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We're global. We're worldwide. We're globally. Globally. I am your host, Brian Hammer Jackson. It's Monday. Monday. It's 70 degrees in California. Mostly sunny all week. There you go. Traffic is very light wherever you are. Let's say you're coming from Canada. It will only take you 6 days to get here. Night traffic. There you go. There you go. Let me welcome in one of our morning crew, Miss Pat Oberlin. Good morning, Miss Pat Oberlin.
Hello. Yeah, it would take a week to get there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, traffic is very light. Yes. Good morning. How are you feeling, Patty?
Oh, I'm alive and kicking. I tried to read cards yesterday and sat up too long and ended up having to go to bed early.
Oh.
It didn't work
sometimes
out.
Sometimes it takes a long time to interpret them or read them or...
Well, it was for a lady that I needed to pay back, so I was trying to do a good job. And, you know, an
right.
hour later, I was sitting in a chair and my body was saying, hell no.
Yeah, yeah. You got to heal, kid. You got to heal. You got to heal. In fact, I'm going to read some cards for you. I'm going to read your cards. You know what I do. I learn from you. I am your Jedi. You're my Yoda. I'm going to see if I... And you can tell me how well I do, my little student. Today's subject, horror. Not whore, which is kind of my favorite. Horror. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love the horse. Horse, 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 horse. I love them. I'm addicted to horse. Horse, 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 horse. They should name a candy bar horse so you can just eat it. Sir, I like to have two Snickers and, yeah, some good and plenty, and one whore, please. Yep, don't worry about it. I got the nuts, just the chocolate. Horse, 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 horse. Here we go. Today's topic. Here we go. Yes, my theme music. Hello, Mother. I am here on Earth. I am doing fine. Yes, I am tormenting the humans. I am making friends with a lot of other entities. We are locked in this little world. We are not going to the light because we know what to. I'm staying here and I'm going to do a show. Yes, I call it the Brian Hammer Show. I torture humans when they listen to it. Thank you, Mother. I'm sorry, Pat. I know, right? Go, what the hell's happening to him? What kind of show is this?
I heard
wow.
there's a new Exorcist out, eh?
They do. They do. Yeah, we're going to talk about it, too. Yeah. They got the nun movie and they got the Exorcist movie. Wow. They do have the new Exorcist, but they're two kids, a black and a white one.
No, they had to get inclusive, did they?
they had to expand, you know. Well, black kids get possessed too. Let's not be racial. Okay. You know.
They should have one of each, you know.
They should. They really should.
Have a dormitory of possessions.
Yeah, I can imagine me on a set. Okay, QN, the Asian exorcist baby, the possession of the exorcist. Yeah, put Lee and Juan in there. Let's cover the whole Asian continent. That's right. That's right. Oh, here it is. Here's a trailer. I don't know how the trailer is going to play. It's usually a visual, but I'll do the best I can. This is the trailer of the new the Exorcist called The Believer.
Something back with him.
To make us lose faith.
But I believe you can help get our daughters back.
Kill it in us. And the devil never gives up.
She knows who I am. Where's the other girl?
What you're doing here is dangerous. People have died on both sides of possession.
Come on, baby. Come back to us, okay?
If you don't make it, I don't make it.
Mama.
What is it, baby?
I can't see you.
Baby, I'm right here.
I don't want to go to hell.
God played that trick on you.
There's two heartbeats. Is it working?
They're beating in sync.
What did you do?
One girl lives, one girl dies.
You can choose.
Yeah. It's fun for the whole family. Kind of movies fun
sounds
for the whole family.
Creepy.
It does. Isn't that great? I love those movies. Yeah.
I don't.
Cue in the scary music. Yes. I am inviting Pat over, and we're going to have a seance. Yeah.
But
bring over.
Sweetheart,
Pat's going to be caught.
I've been confronted by one of those things.
Did you? Wow. You know
yeah,
what we're going to do? We're going to.
Confronted.
Good. We're going to have it. Whatever consented means, we're going to do it. And then we're going to play the Ouija card, the Ouija board, and we're going to watch Pat get possessed by evil spirits. It'll be a fun night for all. Bring popcorn. There you go. Yeah. Can you imagine, Pat? Me, you, Laverne, Sarge, even Mr. Solution in a cabin together. Oh, God. On Halloween. Yes. What a night of nights. Halloween horror films. True crime has always been prevalent. And with the expansive history of serial killers, missing persons report, and mass suicide, there's a lot of horror in the real world outside of movies. But because of this, many horror movies are based on real and horrifying events, and we're going to tell you what they are. is horror movies based on real true crime events. Halloween is coming. That's right. And Pat can tell you, nothing's worse than a Halloweeny. Just doesn't work. Doesn't work. You got to fill
I'm
them up. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
My birthday's 3 days after.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You have the power, Pat. You have been possessed with the power. Yes, you have. And we're going to get to that main story. But first, I have a special thing where I'm going to read Pat. Pat is the professional. I am the circus of it. I do it for fun. Pat does it because she is, you know what I mean? She is the real deal. She's the real deal. Well, let's go with first. You know, people get married and everything on Halloween and everything. You know, you have to watch out for couples who get married on Halloween. Why do they get married on Halloween? It's kind of creepy, don't you think? You get married on Halloween? Wow.
Well, it is the witch's Sabbath, so.
Oh, it is? Wow.
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that.
It's kind of like witch's Christmas.
The witch's Christmas?
More or less.
Would you ever think about getting married on Halloween?
Hell no.
Oh, no.
I had enough
is it bad
with
luck?
The ones I did. No, I don't think so. I don't think it really makes a difference, but it would depend on the numerology, and it would depend on the people involved. So.
Okay. Well, I guess it doesn't really matter when you get married on. Valentine's Day is the best day, I guess, the day of love. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what to even think about that, Pat.
Well, I don't know. I think marriage is overrated, but
I happen to think so too. Are you currently married right now? Or are you and John are
no,
just happy?
No, we're just living together. Refuse to get married again.
Hey, my girlfriend feels the same way. Pat, what I'm going to do, since it's Halloween, I'm going to read you. I pulled up your cards, okay? This is purely entertainment purposes only. You are the professional. I am just a jack-o'-lantern on your Halloween. That's who I am. I'm the pumpkin head untied your door. You're the real witch.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Here we go, Pat. Thank you. Pat, I pulled out the lover card. The lover's card. Please tell me about the lover's card.
It's usually choices between lust and love. It can mean relationships. It depends on the cards around it. But it really means choice. So, yeah, it depends on the cards around it, honey. You have to tell me more cards.
Well, I will. But first, the lovers. This is how you feel about yourself, Pat, according to the cards. You want love or a new love in your life. And a new relationship is in the offering. Even if you're not thinking about love, you'll be in for a surprise, Pat. If faced with a choice, it is important. Yeah. One and could affect the rest of your life. Yeah, that's what it's like.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Pat, another card.
Choice?
Well, you're going to have to make it. I don't know what it is. As soon as you make the choice, you'll know. The cards can't do everything for you. You have to live life, Missy. The second card. I pulled up the High Priestesses. Pat, tell us about the High Priestesses.
That's intuition. That's to follow your intuition and pay attention to your thoughts. That card is said to be a priestess, but I think in reality it is just a person that's psychic, because that's how it reads.
Well, that's the card I pulled up. What you want most right now, Pat. The card suggests that what you want most right now at this time is for a secret to be revealed. A secret held deep within yourself or another. Go within and listen to the still small voice of your heart and instincts. The appearance of the High Priestess tells you that the power of the Divine Feminine is with you. Trust it.
Oh my, what are you reading?
I am reading your future, lady. I pulled up another card called The Sun. Please tell us what The Sun is about.
That's success. It's usually a very good success without much effort. It's different from the Chariot on the basis of Chariot you have to work at and you have to make an effort for. The Sun, no, it just kind of, you get a happy day.
Ah, so you say. I pulled up the
Sun.
Yeah. And this happens to be about your fears, Pat. You're afraid that things seem too good to be true. You have so much pleasure and joy right now. Yeah, stop it. Stop being pleasure. Stop joy. Too much. Too much of it. There's so much of it. Well, enjoy it.
Actually, I really have a lot of happiness. So
yes, stop it. Yeah, knock it off. There's so much pleasure and joy. Well, enjoy it because sometimes we can be pleasantly surprised. If you have,
you say we have the lover card up, eh?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that means that you were orgasm hard.
Happy about that.
You well, right now, I don't know. It's pleasure and joy. Whoopee! If you have been unwell, this is a time of rejuvenation and good health. Perhaps you are afraid that things won't actually get better. Have faith. You are about to enter a happy and pleasurable time. You're about to enter a happy and pleasurable time.
That's good. Was that the Sun card?
That is your Sun card. And this is your happiness and fun time. The motorboat is coming. The Sun heralds an ending to difficulties.
Okay, enough. I'm hurting myself.
Okay, don't do it. The Sun heralds an ending to difficulties and a time to celebrate with friends and loved ones, a time of pleasure and good news around children or the conception or birth of a longed-for baby. The other card that I pulled up, what is going for you? It's the Justice card, Pat. Please tell me about the Justice card.
Well, it can mean you get what you deserve for the most part. But if it shows up with the Eight of Swords or a couple of other cards, it can mean you're going to jail.
Well,
so,
I don't think you're going to jail.
It can mean court.
Yeah, nope. You got too many love and pleasurable and happiness around you. So that's not in unless you're happy to go to jail and be raped by a lot of female midgets. You're fine.
No, but that's when the card means you get what you deserve. Apparently, I'm getting happiness. So.
Yes, and you deserve the happiness. And it's called the motorboat. That's your happiness. What is going for you is justice. This is a karmic power to the Justice card. A reward, Pat, for a good deed you have done in the past. This is a period of good luck, even if you don't know why you are being so favored. You will approach any issues concerning relationships or business affairs with calm, balanced logic, and any claims will go in your favor. Wow, your cards are good today. Wow. Uh-oh. This is what is going against you. It's called the Hermit card. Please tell me about the Hermit card.
The Hermit card is self-introspection. That means looking into your own mind. It can also mean minding your own damn business. It's a number of things, but it's usually, you know, that you're spending time in your own mind.
Oh, okay.
It can also be being alone, but that's a very rare one.
Well, it's good because the Hermit, you're at risk of doing something hasty out of impatience and rage.
Oh, that'd be
Are you a rager?
Yeah, okay. They had me on some meds that were making me crazy.
Yeah.
John said, get off those damn things. Because, I was having temper tantrums all over the place.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's not good when I have a temper. It's a lot of swearing.
No, I saw that. I was on late. I think it was Friday, and you got mad at me. I'm going, Pat's mad, and you ended up Yeah, you did because I didn't come on at the time I thought I was going to come on. I came on a little later, but you typed, "I got up for nothing." I go, and I could imagine you making spells already, and my arm starting to hurt. Put down the voodoo doll,
yeah,
I'll be there.
That might have been a mood. Yes, it might have. Actually, I'm off those drugs. I thought, fuck it, I don't care if they have an addictive property. I refuse to take them anymore. So
wow.
Come what may, I'm not taking them.
Right. Wow. I could imagine, you know, yeah, you were a little intense. Well, here's what it is. It's like, this is not a time for irrational, impulsive behavior. Don't be cantankerous. If closer to old than young, or arrogant and resentful, if you're closer to young than old, try and remain calm. If you're closer to young than old, if you're closer to old than young, or arrogant and resentful, if closer to young than old, try to remain calm and let the rage go. Take time to make a cool and collected decision. The Hermit signals or warning not to make hasty decisions. There you go. So don't have a baby.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Your likely outcome, this is the card, what your likely outcome will be, Pat. I have no control over this one. This one means music. Here we go. Your likely, I have the Chariot card. This is your likely outcome.
Oh,
please tell me what.
That's success.
Mm-hmm.
That's earned success.
Okay. Wow. Your conflicts ending in victory. Yeah, you're right. Victory. And you know how to spell victory. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory, or pattery, P-A-T-O-R-Y, pattery.
You really
keep I know. Keep charging ahead, Pat. This is time of change, travel, and success. If you stay committed to achieving your goals, you will make them. A journey relating to work is intimate. And if you had your eye on that new car, it will soon be yours. Or that soul that you're trying to get out of somebody's body, it will be yours soon. Keep trying. There you go. There you go, Pat. And that is the Pat horoscope for today, or Pat tarot card reading. I'm getting this powerful. You got a good one. You got a good one. I got this powerful feeling. The power is strong in Virginia. I got a feeling Laverne is listening. I feel Laverne.
I hope so.
And,
is she?
Yes. She's not in the studio. I just feel her. I feel the power of the Laverne-y-Verne. And that makes me want to read her cards because I can feel her power. I am allowed to read her cards. And I will read her cards in a couple of minutes. Here we go. The horror movies based on real-life crime crime events. Halloween is coming. Here we go. The 10 best horror films. The 10 best horror movies based on real true crime. Here they go. We're going to have a short show today. Texas, The Silence of the Lambs is true. Silence of the Lambs.
Really?
Yes. Silence of the Lambs features a notorious killer. His name was Buffalo Bill. True. True.
Really?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. True. Like Buffalo Bill, Leatherface is also loosely based on Ed Gein. Ed Gein is a very interesting guy. Ed Gein is based on about 8 true horror films. Little bits and pieces of him. I wasn't going to do Ed Gein, but this guy is
un-fucking
believable. Yeah.
What did
Psycho.
You?
Oh, Ed Gein? Well, these are the movies. Have you ever seen Psycho? Have you ever seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre and The Silence of the Lambs? They're based on his crimes and what he has done. What Ed used to do, now I'm pointing loosely because I don't have him up, and I'm not an Ed Gein autobiographer, but he, if I remember right, he worked or he lived around a meat packing place, and he used to go and rob graves.
Oh, my Lord.
These grave sites. Again, now I'm forced to, I wasn't going to do an Ed Gein, but now I'm going to have to do an Ed Gein. And what he used to do is steal the bodies from the graves. They were loosely shallow buried. And he used to skin them and put their skin on his face, wear their skin. And he used to decorate his house. Yeah, he used to decorate his house in their skin and eat some of the body parts.
Oh, my Lord.
He was not a guy that you want to get, you know, that he'd get mad at. He actually killed 3 or 4 people, but the rest he did, most of it he did, he used to wear their skin.
Dead bodies,
yeah. Dead bodies, yeah. I didn't want to do it, but I will do it because he is one. All these horror films are built, is based on this dude. This dude.
He's dead now, isn't he?
He still lives, Pat. In fact, the last time he did flee, it's a true story, he did flee to Canada, and he was spotted in Quebec, and let me see, where else was he spotted? He was spotted in Quebec, and he was spotted in Niagara Falls. Yes, he was. Eddie.
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. That's where Eddie is. When you go to Niagara Falls, go camping. You might meet Ed. But this dude, he was known as the Butcher of Plainfield. He was the Plainfield Ghoul. He was an American murderer. He was a body snatcher, a suspected serial killer. He killed people in Wisconsin. That's right.
Gross.
And what
did
he used
say
to do?
He's still alive?
Well, he should be because he's not that old. So last time we heard, he was on Tinder. Yeah, I'm looking for somebody. You know, an oral sex, I'm going to really eat you.
Oh, God. You had to, didn't you?
I had to go there. I'm 7. He used to keep their bones and skin. He also confessed to killing 2 women. This is Mary Hogan was very interesting, and Bernice Ward, and they were a very interesting story. And he was found to be a mental... They took him to a mental health facility. By 1968, he was judged competent to stand trial, and he was found guilty of the murder of Warden, but he was found legally insane and was reprimanded to the psychiatric institute.
Ooh. Get out.
Yeah.
He should have been murdered.
No.
He should have been executed.
No, to this day, Pat. When we hear somebody go, and he finishes the sentence, how you doing, eh? It brings back Ed Gaines. Right, eh? Yes. Wow. He died in a mental institution from respiratory failure resulting from lung cancer on July 6, 1984, age 77. Yeah, it hurt. He is buried next to his family in the Plainfield Cemetery. Is now an unmarked grave. This guy had the instruments of the devil. The devil couldn't do what he was doing. The devil was his fan. That's how bad he was. The devil wanted an autograph of this dude. You know.
You know, I did meet a possessed person once. And I was asked if I thought I was going to win. Yes, I was in a struggle with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty scary, I have to say.
I don't blame you. Who won?
Me. I went to the...
Oh, okay. Just checking. Just checking on that.
Okay, something's wrong. Get it out of
Yeah, really? What did you do to our pet? She's in me now, Brian. Oh! So is she naked? You pervert! Even I have my limits. I'm getting out of here. Yeah. These entities, I have my limits. I'm not talking to you, you perv. Okay, sorry, entity. Sorry. So here's the latest news story that I picked out for you, Pat. You want to hear the title?
Sure.
I picked this out for you. Sure. This is Monday, September 18th, according to the ABC News. Oregon allows legal magic mushrooms access to improve mental health.
Good.
Here it is.
I was waiting until I recovered to do them.
I got some in my cupboard. Here you go, Pat. Listen to this story.
In Oregon is working to revolutionize mental health treatment by giving legal psilocybin or magic mushrooms access to the public. Epic Healing Eugene, America's first licensed psilocybin service center, opened in June and now has a wait list of more than 3,000 names. ABC's medical contributor, Dr. Balok Patel, is here with more on this. Dr. Patel, psilocybin is illegal in most of the country. So let's unpack this a little. Starting with the potential benefits, what does psilocybin help with?
Diane, anecdotally and according to some early research, psilocybin has widespread potential uses in treating a variety of mental health illnesses, such as anxiety, depression, PTSD, eating disorders, and more. Now, according to reporting from the Associated Press, this specific facility in Oregon has received requests from all over the world because people have been touting potential benefits for decades. But it's important to know there's a lot we don't know. People need to have conversations with their healthcare providers, with doctors, if they do want to use psilocybin. But this is a promising area of ongoing work and research, and we're looking forward to seeing what kind of results they have out of this facility in Oregon.
So let's talk about the flip side to this. What are some of the risks?
Well, in terms of long-term risks and even some short-term interactions in individuals, we don't know. Now, what has been reported is that using psilocybin can increase your heart rate or blood pressure. So this is for anyone who has an underlying cardiovascular condition. We don't have a lot of safety data in terms of pregnant women, breastfeeding women, certain people with high risk.
We don't know the long-time risk, dude. We're still tripping. We'll find out soon. Well, we don't know. Raise my blood pressure. I see flying donkeys. Look how wonderful the donkeys look. Look at the wings. My face just fell off.
So hard last time.
Oh,
I don't dare
God.
Do it till I'm finished because if I don't heal first, if I laugh like that, I'm going to bust a gut.
Yeah. When you do it, you're going to have to call me because I got some jokes I got to work out. Hey, Pat, are you high? Yeah, I'm on mushrooms. Okay. Two men walk in the bar. Tell you jokes. What do you think? Is it funny, Pat? Isn't it weird that these drugs, I mean, you're listening to a health professional and they're saying, what is the risk? We don't know. Did he actually say we don't know the risk? We don't know this.
Meanwhile, it was extensively studied in the 60s.
Exactly.
So I don't know why they don't know. And especially, Timothy Leary would be rolling in his grave waiting for this to happen.
I know, right? Right.
I named my son after, by the way.
Did you really? Timothy? Timothy Leary. Oh, God. Good thing you didn't have a girl. You name her Mary Jane. Mary Jane Oberlin.
No, I knew a Mary Jane. I couldn't do that.
Jeez.
He was not but somebody this, you wanted to name your kid after.
Yeah, I can imagine. But, you know, when you ask a health professional, what is the long-term effect on some medicine that we know is a hallucinogenic? We know people laugh. We know it affects the brain. We know it affects the mind. And so you're trying to legalize this. So we're going to ask you the question, what are the long-term effects of something that's altering your mind or something that is enhancing your imagination? And this guy has no answer. Listen to this.
Even some short-term interactions in individuals, we don't know. Now, what has been reported is that using psilocybin can increase your heart rate or blood pressure. So this is for anyone who has an underlying...
We don't know. Pat, I don't know if I want to take a drug when they don't know. Here you go, Brian. What's this for? This is for your headaches. Well, what are
they didn't know about weed, too. Come on.
Right. Well, the reason? Well, the reason is that legally they couldn't do studies because it was illegal. That's going to be the answer. Well, we couldn't do studies that they're illegal, so we have to make them legal so we can do trials. You know how they do trials with these people? That they pay them a lot of money?
I don't know why it's still illegal down there, because it's legal up here.
Mushrooms are legal in Canada?
Yeah, there's
a
store on St. Paul Street with mushrooms.
Seriously? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I was in there the other day.
Wow.
They wanted to know if I wanted auditory or visual mushrooms, so I wasn't sure.
Seriously?
I have some in the cupboard, like I said. So.
Do you really? Now, does John partake into...
Oh, of course. Yes, he's an old stoner, a hippie.
Oh, is he? John.
Oh, he's 76. He used to go to all the concerts and all that stuff and take all the stuff. Yeah, he's a stoner from way back.
Wow. Sing with me, Pat. You know the song. I get high with a little help from my friends. Can you?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
the other song? What's the other part? Can you somebody? Do you need anybody? I need somebody. What is it? Do you? I always get lost. My short term. I was
mixed up.
Yeah, I get high with a little help from my friends. Now, who sang this song?
I get by with a little help from my friends.
And I get by with it, but they sing it twice. I get high and I get by. The first one is, I get high with a little help from my friend. I get by. Now I got to play the song. Now I got to play the song. And we'll be right back. This song is for Pat. She inspires me in my highness. That's what she inspires me. Here you go, Your Highness. That's going to be your nickname, Your Highness. And here's the song. We'll be right back.
I get high with a little help.
That was the 70s. Oh, I love this song.
Yeah,
I love this song. So that was the 70s, 80s. So Ringo Starr grew up. He did it. Ringo Starr decided not to get high anymore. So do you remember Ringo Starr's song against drugs?
No.
Yeah, well, that's the first one. You said it. The No, No, No song. Remember?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Okay, here's Ringo Starr with the No, No, No song. He did this in 74. Here it is.
74.
Yeah. Well, I guess he got high in the 60s and the 70s, and Ringo Starr decided to go no. And let me see. I think this is it. Right here. Okay, here we go.
Columbia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana, She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And it makes it hard to find me door. Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand.
Palestine, Palestine.
Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land.
And I said, no, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And it makes it hard to find the door.
He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out the moonshine whiskey, oh, he said it was the best in all the land.
And he wasn't joking.
And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find a door.
There you go. What do you think of that?
I remember it now. I'm not ready for that song. I will never be ready for that song.
Oh, you will. But you're having too much fun. You're having too much fun. And now we got
to
get. Yeah, I mean, all the drugs that we talked were illegal. Now they're trying to make them legal because Uncle Sam wants to even tax mushrooms. Well, we don't know the sound effects. Whoa, dude! I love it.
You laugh like hell.
Yeah. You do. I got to test out my new material when you do it. Don't forget to let me know. Hey, Brian, I'm on mushrooms. Okay, good. Okay, two men walk into the bar. See? You go, that works.
Chances are I won't be able to dial the phone, honey.
I know. I was in the hospital. I couldn't dial a phone either. It was just unbelievable. Now, as promised, we're doing our thing. You know, it's hard to do a radio show when it's not on paper. Like, time to go 14:25, your time for a commercial, to 14:72, whatever. Okay. So here we go, everybody. I promised you I would read, and we've been waiting for this. Yes, we have. I can't find it anymore. Well, I can't find it. It was the tarot card thing. I can't find it.
Oh, really?
I was going to read Laverne Burney.
She's not on it.
But I was going to do. No, I feel that she is listening. So if she's listening, I am reading her. Because all I have to, I got it. So all I have to do is feel her, and I can read her. I'm still filling her up. Laverne Burney. Ooh. All right. Enough filling her. And now I would read her tarot cards. And here we go. Because I feel her. I feel her. I let her know the show was on. She says, okay, thank you. There was interaction. I feel her. So, Laverne, if you're listening, these cards are for you. This is how you feel about yourself. And I says, the world card. The world card. Pat, please tell us what the world card's about.
New opportunities. That's when
you
have new doors open for you.
That's right. See,
it's usually when you're at the completion of growing up, too.
Oh, okay.
It took me a while.
You did great. You see, Laverne, it's the world. You're about to reach or already enjoying a period of total fulfillment. Your wholeness, I'm not being nasty, it says wholeness, it's a word. Wholeness and satisfaction, the arrival of your heart's desire. Huh, you feel satisfied with what you have achieved and are enjoying the rewards for the past efforts. A time of happy outcomes, material wealth, and greater spiritual awareness. That's what it is. Wow, I was reading Laverne Burney's tarot card and knocked me off the air. It's powerful stuff, Pat. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. I pulled her second card called the Magician. Please tell us what the Magician is about.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. You're on the air. You're back with
me. The Magician is willpower or creative visualization, where if you can picture something strong enough in your mind, you can create the environment for it to happen.
Well, what
so
it says here.
It's more than your usual explanation, but it's usually willpower, but that's what it really means. It means being able to create.
Well, what it says, and what it says here, and she's bright, Laverne Burney, what you want most right now is a new love in your life. It ain't Sarge. Forget about it. Get him out of your head. I'm putting him to another realm of Satan and his world, keeping him away from you. We got to keep our Laverne pure. That thing we want our Laverne to do is go to the Trump camp and be in that cult. What you want most is a new love in your life, and when the Magician appears, a new love affair or perhaps a rekindle affair is at hand. All things are new and are possible. The result is up to you. It depends on how much you want it. There you go. How much you want it. Card 3, it says your fears. It's a judgment card. These are your fears, and Pat will tell you the judgment. Thank you, Pat.
Well, judgment is truly a change of personality when someone's gone through a lot of learning. They usually change and they grow, so that is the growth of a of a personality.
Wow. That's right. You know, you are afraid. Laverne just texted me. It's not Sarge. It's the spirit of Laverne. It's the spirit of Laverne. Your fears, Laverne, is the judgment. You are afraid that the conclusions you've been waiting or you've been wanting are delayed and fear any far-reaching changes ahead. Perhaps things aren't turning out quite as you expected for some reason. This is a period where your routine will be changed dramatically. Fear not. Those events will seem to be moving at a real pace. Any choice you make will change your life for the better. Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad. Let's give her a little music. That's not bad. Card four. What is going on for you? It's the moon. They give Laverne the moon. Pat, tell us why they gave Laverne the moon.
Well, I hate to say it, but that can be enemies, but it's usually your subconscious. So it's a matter of getting your subconscious in order.
Subconscious mind. Wow. What is that Laverne thinking? Despite the fear and the bewilderment you feel and the seemingly difficult of the path you have chosen, keep going. All will eventually turn out fine. The moon is a good omen if you are in clandestine affair. What is that? What is
clandestine? Clandestine.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Undercover.
The moon is... Oh, recovery, a clandestine.
No, undercover. Undercover. Clandestine?
What's she doing under the covers? And Laverne, she's full of surprises, you know that? Sarge, get out of there! Get out of the covers! Leave my Laverne alone. Okay. Wow. Okay. The moon is a good omen for you, Laverne. And here we go. Card number five. What is going against you? I put out the temperance card. Why do I have the temperance card for Laverne?
I don't know, because it shouldn't be.
What is the temperance card?
The temperance means timing and combinations. It's usually a matter of the right timing for something to happen.
Life will seem hectic. Well, with her, it says life will seem hectic and full of challenges. Could this be true?
I don't know.
And,
I don't see it that way.
Well, that's what the cards are saying. Life will seem hectic and full of challenges, and you will find it hard to have the right perspective on things. You may have a rival in love or at work. Think about whether the relationship or the job is really right for you. This is a time for being calm and patient, and life will soon have a sense of normality again. That's what these cards have. And for her, like last one, for her likely outcome, your likely outcome will be the tower.
Yeah.
Pat, please tell us
the
about
tower.
The tower
can be good. The tower usually breaks down old things that are not working for you anymore and brings in new. It's apparently uncomfortable to go through, but it's usually for the best.
Yeah, it's likely outcome, a period of dramatic change and upheaval. However, this period of change will herald a new beginning. It is time to reevaluate. Sometimes as difficult as the disappointment has been to take, change can create new possibilities you never dreamed of. This could be problems relating to your property or if you're considering new property or move. Progress will be thwarted. Who uses the word thwarted? But that's what it says, and that is your tarot card reading for today. I am Warlock Hammer, reading your good tidings to you, and happy possessions. Thank you. When we come back, here's the movie that's coming out. The first two movies are out. The two gross movies are out. Number one, I think, is The Exorcist. Number two is The Nun. Have you seen The Nun trailer? That's another horror film that's out right now.
No.
The Nun.
What's it about?
Well, I would try to play the audio. Sometimes the audio doesn't work. But I guess the people are at a convent school, and they get possessed by a possessed nun. Well, here's a little bit of it. I hope it plays enough that you get an idea. It's called The Nun. So The Exorcist is number one. The Nun is number two. That's what people are going to the movies to see. Here we go, The Nun.
Something wrong with the school. Something doesn't feel right. Sophie, what happened? I think there's something here that's not meant to be.
What did you see?
Went into this dark place, she turned on the flashlight, she saw the nun, she went back, and this is where you see it on TV, where they're looking through it, and the nun grabs her by the head. Here you go.
Nuns are pretty scary.
I would be out of there. The nun. What kind of sex does the priest have on Friday? None. Watch it. You know, I could do a horror film. I could do a horror. You know, I could do the most outrageous thing and make it a horror film. The most outrageous thing. Okay, how about this fat guy who pants keep falling down? He has to hold it up because the belt's not holding up his pants. So when he walks, he's always pulling up his pants because his belt's not holding up. And then one day he was late for school, and he was pulling up his pants in the middle of the road, and a school bus hit him. And to this day, when kids go to class, they can hear old fatty pants guy pulling up his pants and cinching up his belt going, and they run. There you go. That's your horror film. You know, you go to class and you just hear the guy, you know, just pulling up his pants and trying to tie the belt in because his pants keep falling. That's the story. And he's pissed off because his pants won't stay on. And then he finally takes off the belt, and he strangles the kids with the belt. And then he puts his belt back on his pants because the pants keep falling down. It's a hit. It's a movie. Yes. Fatty pants. Fat pants. It's in the theaters near you. He strangles the kids with his belt. I'm telling you, it's a hit. I'm telling you.
Are you silly?
I would make a million in Hollywood. Let's go see Fatty Fat Pants. He kills the kid. Look, uh-oh, the kid's going to get sent. And he hangs the kids. He takes off the belts and he hangs the kids. And they go to school the next day. The kids are hanging there. And they hear old Fatty Fat Pants going across the street going, oof. Because he couldn't put on his pants right. He got pissed off. Got hit by a school bus. It's a hit.
What other movies are real, honey?
All right, here we go. The movies that are real. Here we go. We finally get to it. These are movies that are taken from real life. Scream is one of them. Remember Scream?
Really?
Scream. Yeah. Scream. Here it is. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Psycho is real.
I don't watch
The Lighthouse.
Like that.
Yeah, Scream is real.
Oh my gosh.
Here. Yeah. These are true crime stories. Here we go. The true crime has always been prevalent because you would have to wonder how they got it, you know. And with the expansion history of serial killers, missing person reports, and mass suicides, there's a lot of horror in real world, outside movies. Here we go. So here's the 10 creepy horror movies inspired by true stories. I'm going to go by, well, it's not going by numbers. I'm just going to go by them. You don't care. Number one, Silence of the Lambs. True story. Thank you. True story.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a notorious... One second. Can you still hear me?
Yeah. What about now? No.
You can't hear me, huh? Okay.
No.
Let's see if you can.
No, you went off.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. The guy's name was Buffalo Bill. He was a mass serial killer who abducts women to steal their skin from their nightmarish skin suit. Oh, I'm sorry. He abducts women to steal their skin. And what he does is he makes a skin suit out of their skin. Okay? You with me?
Oh, gross.
Buffalo Bill is based on a number of serial killers, most notably, I told you about Ed Gein, who is also known as the Butcher of Plainfield. True story. Ed Gein was a mass murderer who abducted women, skinned them, and used their remains to craft household items and a full face mask. Buffalo Bill does this to his victims and has a number of homemade items from his victims. There are also a scene based on popular Ted Bundy's tactics. Bundy went around with a cast on his arm, asking for help from girls to load his trunk, since he clearly was injured. Once the girls would feel sorry for him and help, he would toss them into his trunk, very much alive. Bill does this exact maneuver with Catherine when he abducts her.
Holy shit.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like Buffalo Bill, Leatherface is also loosely based on Ed Gein. Leatherface is deformed and therefore resorts to stealing pieces of his victims' faces for his own iconic mask. In the later films, other items such as aprons were also made out of human skin. Leatherface and his family are also known to be cannibals. It's a trait that has also been based on Gein's long list of crimes. And through Leatherface kills men and women, the film focuses mostly on a final girl. There you go. Another one, Psycho.
Absolutely
real.
Gross, eh?
Yes. And Psycho is real.
What
Ed Gein really impacted the world of horror movies. Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho is another film loosely based on Ed Gein and his crimes. Although the original Norman Bates was imagined by author Robert Bloch, as gang was in action. Block got the likeness of the serial killer near identical. One of gang's many crimes were grave robbery and necrophilia. Do you know what necrophilia is, Pat?
Yep, sex with dead people.
Oh, man. I remember I went out to college with this one girl, and it was like a necrophilia. She couldn't even move. I go, are you going to move? No. Nope. I'm going to make you work for it. It's like a dead person. Forget it. Why don't I just put some dirt on
really?
You and call it a day? Yeah, there's some women. You cover them up, they'll be fine. There you go. Bates had stolen his mother's corpse and began her and became her whenever he wanted to kill. Using her as an excuse, Gaines' mother was extremely religious and isolated the boy from the outside, much like Norman's mother in Psycho. Wow.
Holy moly.
The Lighthouse, which I never heard of, but it's called The Lighthouse. The Lighthouse is loosely based on a mysterious missing person case at the Flannel Island Lighthouse. In the actual story, three men went missing, Thomas Marshall, Donald MacArthur, and James Ducott. The men left nothing before and had seemed to just vanish until one of the lightkeeper's logs were found. In it, the cap spoke of a horrible storm that was blasting the island and other strange and mad phenomena. Much like that in the film, however, there has been no reported storms at the lighthouse when the men supposedly had gone missing. What happened to the three of them is still unclear. Many believe they got swept away by a storm. Others believe something supernatural occurred there. While The Lighthouse is a bizarre film, the real story might just be as weird. The Lighthouse. Scream is another one. Scream is real. Do you want to play a game? Do you? That's it.
It's pretty awful.
It is awful. That, you know, that these people commit these crimes, but there's a lot of crimes.
Yeah, we had one in the neighborhood years ago.
Yeah.
I've forgotten his name, though. Him and his wife. They were abducting girls.
Yeah. It's a sad thing, but, yeah. They're always abducting some... They ought to teach girls... Girls ought to know karate and how to use a gun as soon as they're 6 years old. Well, here we go. Scream. Ed Gein really impacted the world of horror movies. Alfred Hitchcock, Psycho. Oh, that's another one. The Lighthouse. Where's Scream? Okay, here's Scream. Scream is a notorious slasher flick with Ghostface as its leading killer. The self-aware film from the 90s is actually based on a real killer, the Gainesville Ripper. Danny Rollins had murdered a number of people, mostly students in Gainesville, Florida. This mixed with Kevin Williamson's, the writer for Scream, love for horror movies created one of the biggest slashers in the genre. Along with the goldfish murderer. Along with the Ghostface being loosely based on Gainesville Ripper, the film and its sequel had induced a number of copycat crimes in the following years. So it is true. And another one is called The Strangers. Yeah, these are just real creepy things. The Strangers is a truly haunting movie. It follows a couple who is staying in a house, kind of in the middle of nowhere. No one is really around except them. At least that's what they believed. A young girl hidden by the shadows of the front porch comes knocking on the door, asking, is Tamara home? After that, the couple begins to be surrounded by people wearing masks trying to break into the home. No reason is given as to why they planned this attack or why they focus on this couple, which almost makes it even more eerie. Yeah, it's real. The break-in and brutality is based on the Manson family killings of Sharon Tate and company. So the Sharon Tate murders were based on this movie.
Oh, I see.
There you go. Yeah, so they took the Sharon Tate murders and they made this into a different movie. So that's not really it. A couple in there. So that's just a film. And here's one, too. The Girl Next Door is a horror film. The Girl Next Door and his remake are both based on real case of a teenage girl named Sylvia. She likens being brutally murdered by her neighbors in Indiana in 1965. The film is an American crime, with Ellen Page is also about this case. Basically, Sylvia and her sister stayed with a caretaker, Gertrude Vanitsky, who encouraged her seven children and the kids in the neighborhood to violently and horribly abuse and assault Sylvia to death. In The Girl Next Door, the main character's name is Megan, and she lives with her aunt Ruth. The story is utterly tragic and horrifying.
Wow.
It's another one you may think of, Amityville Horror. Amityville Horror. Remember that one?
Yeah.
While the Amityville Horror is notoriously a supernatural film filled with demonic possessions, ghosts, and so much more, the story also has a true crime element. The story is based on real crime and the haunting in Amityville.
Yeah.
New York, that the real Ed and Lorena Warren of Conjuring fame helped with. Before the Lutz family ever moved in 1974, Ronald J. Butch Defoe Jr. murdered his parents and four siblings with a rifle. Though he has changed his story a number of times, he claimed he heard voices in his head telling him to kill them all. That was it. So that,
wow,
that came from a story of a guy murdering his family. So that went into the Amityville Horror. So I don't know how that went into it, but okay.
I don't know either. I didn't watch that one either. It kind of creeped me out too much because I see too much real life stuff.
I know, right? This one's called The Sacrament. The Sacrament was a documentary like horror film where a crew infiltrates a community cult to record and see what happens in day-to-day life for them. Things start out normal but drastically shift as the film goes on. The movie is based heavily on the events that transpired at Jonestown Massacre. The massacre took place in 1978. Over 900 people drank. How did you get from The Sacrament that
to the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, to Jonestown Massacre. How do you get from there to there?
You don't.
I don't. It's reaching. For me, it's reaching.
Yeah, it is.
Here's the last one. It's
that
called,
should just have been called the Kool-Aid Festival.
Exactly. Exactly. Or what we call it, Woodstock. Look at all those mushrooms.
He didn't drink it, did he, Jim Jones?
Did Jim Jones drink it? I'm trying to remember.
I don't think so.
How did he? Huh. That's a good question. I wonder, did he drink it?
Well, you've got Google. Look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I'm curious now.
That's here. He died. How did Jim Jones really die? Jones, however, never drank the poison punch that killed his father. Instead, he died from a gunshot wound. That's what I thought. Did he shoot himself in the head? Uh, 918 people died, including 300 children. Can you imagine how many people died? 918, including 300 children.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, Jones, however, never drank the poison punch that killed nearly all of his followers. Instead, he died from a gunshot wound to the head. His death was believed to be quicker and less painful than the demise of people's temple members. There you go.
So he didn't shoot himself.
He shot himself and he shot himself in the head.
Well, because he figured out the Kool-Aid was painful.
He said it would be less painful than drinking the punch, so he figured it would be quick.
My God,
you know,
what did they use, rat poison?
I don't know. And those are your top 10 scary movies that were actually scary. Taken out. And let's see. We got 5 111s in the studio. 111s, if you want to use the one button, it will raise your hand and I'll get to you. Other than that, I'll keep you in queue. I'll keep you in queue. I thought we almost ran out of time. How do I get out? It seems like, is today a long show? Because it seems like 1 hour and 10 minutes. All right, when we come back, we have more stuff. There's stuff that we didn't talk about that we should have talked about. I still got the real-life ghost stories, if you believe in them. We have a real-life witch in the studio, the witch with the best, you know. then we have... have you heard of creepypasta stories? It's very interesting. Have you ever heard of that?
No. No.
Apparently, these are on YouTube. They're called creepypasta stories. And Cindy turned me on. Cindy goes, and I guess it's a big thing on YouTube. They're stories. And I don't know how we got pasta, but... I guess you make pasta while you're eating pasta while you're reading these stories. They're called the creepy pasta stories, and we'll find out why they call them that. They're little stories. They're small stories. This one is called the Skinwalker. Shorty, small, a man neither short nor small, drummed his fingers on the carved oak bar. Location being as well as read more. What? Ooh, these are stories. I wish I had more eerie movie music than the Tubular Bells because they're getting on my nerves. We'll be right back. Did we finish reading the Verne's thing? It was a good thing,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, we did.
What did we find out? That she has a passion for a secret love somewhere. What's going on with that?
No.
What's going on with Laverne Verne? She has secrets.
Of course she does. If you knew him, you'd tell everybody.
I know. I let out her secrets. There you go. So there's other stuff that we have. There's some new stuff that's going on. We know that they freed the hostages from Iran. They will come back with a creepypasta story. There's some news that's going on that you should know about. Changes coming to Delta, Sky Miles. Oregon allows legal magic mushrooms. Colorado Buffalo is off to unexpected hot start. Clock ticking down to Posmo government shutdown. Russell Brand. Oh, that's interesting. And when we come back, I want to read that story. There's two people. Russell Brand, I'm a big fan of Russell Brand. You know who Russell Brand is?
No.
Russell Brand is a great comedian. He's kind of like, let me tell you who Russell Brand is. And it's really sad what's happening to him. And what's sad, and this is where we're going to get a little dicey. This is where we're getting a little bit, because Russell Brand was accused of rape. And here's where we get a little dicey. He said, she said, why is he R-U-S-S?
E-L-L. Let me see. This gets a little dicey.
Why?
Because I like him. He was also married to Katy Perry. You know, I really like him as an actor. He's a he's this English actor. So here's the top news right here. The remaining dates on comedian Russell Brand's tour are postponed after sexual assault allegations. And when we come back, we're going to explore this sexual assault allegations. You know,
they're happening to everybody.
You know, poor bastard. I like him a lot. Ever since he left Katy Perry, he's been having a hard time. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Russell Brand story. I'll leave it up to the jury what you believe in here, because the Hammer jury is the best jury. So when we come back, we're going to explore his thing. And Matherson, too. You know Matherson help me out here. What's that show? The 70s show, I think. I think it's that 70s show. I never heard it. His, Danny Matherson. We're going to talk about him, too. We'll put it to the jury. And it's a poor bastard. Poor bastard. This is the Halloween section or whatever. God, I'm so tired. I have to kill some time. It's now it says 1 hour and 5 minutes. Is the clock working weird? It should be like 10 minutes left of the show. It's going by so slow.
It's going slowly.
Slowly. Slowly.
Slowly. Nobody else is on bugging us. So.
It's okay. Well, no, we have 6111s and nobody's they're just listening. But slowly.
Oh, come on.
All right. When we come back. No, I'm happy with just me and you. Would you like some tea? When we come back, I have tea with Pat Oberlin. And since nobody's, and I'm, it's a private time. It's very rare that I have private time with Pat. And also Laverne, Bernie's listening because I see her right here. So.
Hi, Laverne.
So when we come back. Hi, Laverne. What do you think? Best guess what Laverne's wearing right now. It's 11 o'clock, 11, 12, 1. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. What is Laverne wearing? If you can guess what Laverne's wearing, you can win $150 right now. I will give you 5 minutes to come into the studio. What is Laverne wearing right
shirts
now?
On the toes.
You think? Well, let's start with her feet. Is Laverne have shoes on, or is she really a Southern girl and walks around barefoot and climbs trees with her feet? What do you think?
Well, if she's anything like me, it'd be barefoot.
there you go. Is she barefoot, or does she have shoes on? What is Laverne Verney wearing? All right, when we come back, we're going to look at those two rape allegations and the creepy, and getting back to the creepy pasta stories. Very interesting. You're listening to Hammer and the Radio Network. That's me. Me. Where is the devil? I know where the devil is. Pat, do you know where the devil is? I know where the devil went. Devil went down to Georgia.
No, don't recall. No.
He went down to Georgia, Pat. He's a Southern devil. He went down to Georgia, baby. Yeah. Go get them Southern boys. Go get him, devil. Some bitches. Get the sons of bitches.
The devil went down to
tell
Georgia.
The story.
He was looking for a soul to steal. He
we'll
was
be right
back. But he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Up his case and he
said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rolled up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings, and it made an evil hit. And then a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this.
Did the demons play? I'll go to concert with them.
When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done." Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted, if you don't fight, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat.
He
laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet.
Johnny
said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread stand a picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no."
There you go, Pat. There you
go. I've heard that in 30 years.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's good for patty cakes because you need a theme. If you have no dough, we'll take your soul. I like it. And a special to this all week is a slice. If you come in the studio, you get a slice of devil's cake. Devil food cake from Pat Overland's Bakery. Patty cakes. You know, we live in a strange world. Headline 5 days ago, Danny Matterson. He's a guy on that 70s show. I never watched it, but that's what it was. You know, you know, making movies is like a sin. It's evil. Kusher, he was on this that 70s show.
70s.
Yeah. What is his first name? Something Kusher. I forgot his first name.
Ashton.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when he did the show, he was 19 years old. And who is his love interest on that show? What's her name? They're married now.
The redhead. I don't know.
I think they're married now. Let me see. Ashton Kutcher. Okay. Ashton Kutcher's wife. Interesting. She's very pretty. Ashton Kutcher. Mila Kunis. That's his wife. But I think she was on the show, too. Well, he tells the story. I think it was her. He tells the story that she was 11 or she was 14 on that show. And they had to do a kissing scene because they're supposed to be boyfriend and girlfriend. And she was only 14. And she was horrified. And he was 19. So we had to kiss her.
Oh, that
so we
was
had a
the
side...
dark-haired girl, wasn't it?
Yes, that was a dark-haired girl. And they had a side belt side bet. His friends had a side bet on the cast, is saying that they would pay him $50 if he used his tongue on her. I think he tells a story. Let me see if I can get this story. I don't know if I can get it. So, you know, the movies are evil. Imagine you're 14 and you're kissing the night. Well, I don't know. Let me see here. See if I can get the story. Ashton Kutcher. Christopher Ashton. How do I get this? It's Christopher. Shit. Shit. Let me see. Let me just go with this. I'm going to try this. Stay with me for a minute. And Ashton Kutcher talks about first kiss. Okay, I wonder if this is what it is. Listen to this. I'm not quite sure, but here it is. He's going to talk about his first kiss on the 70s show. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis' first kiss on the 70s show. Here we go.
And they're still married?
I'm racking my brain trying to figure out why this guy didn't hurt.
Michael, I am so tired of hearing that. You still have me.
You know what I think it is?
What?
I'm great looking, and he's jealous. I'm telling you, Jackie, this body is a curse.
Well, besides, if you worked here, you can see me whenever I wanted you to.
Lover. Oh, yeah.
Please stop touching each other. He gives me needs.
All right, so that was their first kiss. And I never seen a 70s show, but if you look at it, you can tell that she's like 10, and you can tell that she's like 30. No, I'm serious. You can tell. You can tell that he's like maybe 30 years old.
No.
I'm kidding, but at least 20. And you can tell that she looks like she's like 11.
But girls always look older than they are.
Yeah, but
if they would have cast somebody his age, she would have looked too old.
She has here it is. Maybe they talk about it here. But she has a body of a Barbie doll. Of a five-year-old. There's nothing that is... Okay. Well, here it is. Let's see what he talks about it here. You tell me. You make the judgment. Here we go.
You know what's funny is when she was 14 when we started the show, I was like 19, right?
Right.
And they're like, okay, you guys are going to be making out in this scene. And I'm like thinking like, wait, this is like slightly illegal, right?
I was
going to
say that's probably your first kiss ever, right?
It was my first kiss. What if someone bet you made with Danny about our first kiss?
No, it wasn't the first kiss.
No,
it was like
go ahead.
Second or third kiss.
It was the first week.
No, it was not the first week.
Whatever. Let me tell you what happened.
Right,
No, I've never kissed a guy.
Okay.
I was so. I mean, you know, Ash was attractive, and I was a 14-year-old little girl, and I was extremely scared for my life.
Sure.
And he was very nice about it. He was like, oh, don't worry. So I was like, okay. Then Danny goes and goes, dude, I'll give you $10 if you French kiss her. What would you stick your tongue in my mouth or some?
What? No.
For $10.
You're making it sound like it was like really. Okay, Dan, we had a little side bet going.
Yeah,
like,
which was?
It wasn't very good.
As to whether or not, you're sitting on the show, we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
You would use tongue, right, Rosie?
Right.
I mean, you would use.
It depends what kind of an actor you are, I guess.
Absolutely. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So Danny bets me like $20 that I wouldn't do it. And of course I'm like, yeah, sure, what's the deal? You
and
know?
Then the cops showed up and you got arrested pretty much.
They
but
should
never,
have.
He
but
never
they
did it. And
I still
claimed,
did it.
He claimed
to
this day he did that. I swear.
Mila,
never,
I so did it.
He never did it.
I didn't
so
let
did
him.
It.
I think he tried, but I think I kept my mouth still
come
yeah
on.
Yeah. You did the old peace block?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
did
the peace block.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
right.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I he never got it.
You were going.
Just admit it.
Dad,
he's
14.
No,
he didn't. He stop it.
She would no, that was not the first. You had turned 15 by then.
No, she was 12,
oh,
but
yes,
I know
15.
It.
There's a big difference. That 1 year makes the whole world change.
All right, then. We're coming. should have been chased for show business. Wilmer Vandarama. I don't even know how to say it. What's the point? Yeah, Danny will be here as well. So go away.
There you go. That was it. Unbelievable, huh?
The things they make people do.
I know, right? Well, he got in trouble for that because of Danny Matheson.
He's up for rape.
This poor bastard. Here we go. Danny was also on the 70s show. I think, was he the bushy redheaded guy or whatever? Well, this is 5 days ago. He defended as prosecutor in rape conviction, says actor always thought he'll get away with it. The prosecutor involved in Danny Masterson's rape case said the actor always thought he was going to get away with it. Masterson was sentenced 30 years to life in prison.
What?
Now, Pat, 30 years to life in prison he was sentenced.
That's insane.
Okay, wait a minute. We got the answer to Laverne. Okay, because Laverne texted me. All right. Now, we got to play the game. Now, Pat, does Laverne have shoes on or is she barefoot? Knowing what you know of Laverne, what is Laverne wearing, shoes or no shoes?
Oh, damn. I see shoes, but I want to say barefoot.
Which one is it?
I guess it's shoes.
You're right. She is wearing flip-flops. I'm not in the studio for my bell. She's wearing flip-flops. Very good.
That's kind of both, isn't it?
I consider shoes. All right, now I'm going to go a little further. Okay, use your psychic ability. What kind of shirt is she wearing? Is she wearing a flannel shirt? Is she wearing a button-down shirt? Is she wearing a tube top? Or is she wearing a T-shirt? Which shirt is Laverne wearing? Wow!
T-shirt.
You're right. You said T-shirt,
white.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow!
White.
You're right. You're
blue
right.
Shirt.
I don't know if it's white or not, but she... Now let's go for... Let's see. Okay, now we go for the pants. We are dressing Laverne. What is Laverne wearing? All right, here we go. Is Laverne... Now, listen to the question. Is Laverne wearing pants, shorts, or athletic gear, meaning sweats, or is she just in her underwear? What is Laverne wearing?
Blue
right
shorts.
Nope, not shirts, pants. I mean, is she wearing pants? Is she wearing jeans? Is she wearing... Or no, not wearing that, or just in her panties. What kind of clothing is she wearing?
Well, I don't know, but it's blue.
It's blue. Could it be that she just ran around, she's naked, and she painted her body blue? Or
nope.
Does she have any? Nope. Okay, what is she wearing?
I was figuring shorts, but
shorts. She, no, oh,
I got that wrong, eh?
Yes, she is wearing flip-flops, jeans, and a T-shirt. That is what Laverne is wearing. And thank you for playing the game. I am your host, Weenie Dink. You can call me Weenie, or you can call me Dink. But never weak me. We just play what was Laverne wearing? What is she walking around and what is she wearing? And our contestant was Pat Bowman. You know who she is? Home of Patty Bakery. With her famous patty cake. And today, her devil's cake. Yes. Get the dough. She will possess herself. That's her thing. Thank you for playing. And we'll see you next week on What Laverne Eating. Thank you.
You are silly.
Stay tuned for that.
I knew it was blue, though.
Yeah, I wonder if it's blue. Are you wearing? Well, it has to be. She's wearing jeans, so jeans had to be blue jeans. So I'm assuming they're blue, unless they're black. Yeah, I'm assuming that. And here we go. 30 years to life for rape.
That's,
the man's
that's
probably
insane.
How old is the man? You think he's probably in his early 40s right now. So basically,
45.
He's gonna die in prison for forcible rape in May. It's been a long time coming, said the victim, to get their justice, saying that the judge sent him was absolutely the right decision. See, now here's what happened. So Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher wrote a letter to the judge, and they got a lot of blowback from this, and they had to apologize. Danny Meston, supported by Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis in the letter to the judge for a rape case, they got in big trouble for this, and they had to apologize. So here's what happened.
Yeah.
Let's see. Danny Matheson was supported for former co-star Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. They sent a letter at the sentencing. Matheson, 47, will serve 30 years to life after being convicted on two counts of forcible rape. He is currently being held at the Los Angeles County Men's Central Jail. Kutcher starred alongside Matheson on the sitcom The 70s Show as Michael Kelso, and wrote about their time on the show in a letter. Danny takes his job seriously. He is kind, courteous, and hardworking, Kutcher wrote. He treated everyone from the grips to the teamsters to the actors to the caterers as equal.
But that
as a role model, Danny has...
somebody.
Exactly. As a role, this is what Ashton wrote, as a role model, Danny has constantly been an excellent one. I attribute not falling into Hollywood's life of drugs directly to Danny. Anytime there were to meet someone or interact with someone who was on drugs or did drugs, he made it clear that that wouldn't be a good person to be friends with. And for me, it just sounds like a five-year-old writing it. Again, as Ashton Kutcher wrote this letter to the judge telling him what a good man Danny Matheson is who's got 30 years for forcible rape. Yeah. So he sounds like a five-year-old. That wouldn't be a good person to be friends with. And for me, that was an implication that if I were to do drugs, he wouldn't want to be friends with me, which is something I never would want to risk or jeopardize. I am grateful for him for that positive peer pressure, he wrote. Well, he said no to drugs, but he said yes to rape. Pick your poison.
Yeah. That doesn't fit, you know?
Yeah.
You can't do that crap.
No.
Just because you're famous, you know?
It's true. Mashkin was accused of drugging his three victims and then raping them during his retrial.
Drugging them?
Deputy, he drugged them.
Oh, God.
Deputy District Attorney Renhold Mueller said Masterson put substances into the drink that gave to a longtime girlfriend and two women he knew through friend circle around the Church of Scientology, all whom Masterson is charged with raping. So these are the women and Scientology and his ex-girlfriend.
Scientology.
The evidence will show that they were drugged, Mueller told the jury. The defense denies such evidence exists. There was direct discussion of drugging was missing from the first trial, which ended in a mistrial, when a jury deadlocked on all three counts. When Mueller, instead of having to imply it, through the testimony of the women who said that they were woozy, disoriented, and at times unconscious on the nights they described the actor raping them. However, the judge allowed the direct assertion to be heard at the Masterson's trial. There he is. According to Kutcher's letter, Masterson set an extraordinary standard for how to treat people. Sip him a Mickey and we can do whatever we can. Yeah, really. He recalled the time the actor stood up for a girl at a pizza parlor who was being treated by a belligerent man. We had never met or seen these people before, but Danny was the first person to jump to the defense of the girl. It was an incident that he didn't get involved in, but proactively, chose to because the way this man was behaving was not right. Ashton Kutcher sounds like an idiot, doesn't he? The way this man was behaving was not right. He has always treated people with decency, equality, and generosity. That's what Kutcher wrote.
Kutcher's
wife, Kunis,
for what he did.
Exactly. Kutcher's wife, Kunis, also starred in the show, noted that Mastin became an outstanding older brother figure to me during their friendship. Now, if we go back to what they told Rosie about Masterson had a side bet for Ashton Kutcher to slip his tongue down a 14-year-old girl's throat.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we see
question.
Signs of something not right with this man? Go ahead, Pat. Uh-huh.
Well, it just sounds like maybe there was a problem already.
Yep. It really does. It really does. One of the most remarkable aspects of Danny's character is unwavering and committed to discouraging the use of drugs. But yet his influence on me in this regard has been invaluable, Kunis wrote. In an industry where the pressure of temptation of substances can be overwhelming, Danny played a pivotal role in guiding me away from such destructive paths. Really? Don't do that cocaine. It is bad for you. She added, his dedication to avoiding all substances have inspired not only me, but also countless others in our circle. Danny's steadfast in promoting a drug-free lifestyle has been a guiding light. I guess they're talking about drug-free because he's accused of slipping drugs into people's drinks. So they're saying he's so against drugs, he wouldn't do this. That's basically what this is saying, you know?
Yeah, well, that's either when he's done it.
Yeah. Kutcher wrote that she wholeheartedly vows for Danny Matheson, exceptional character, and the tremendous positive influence he had on me and the people around me. Matheson's wife, she's married. B. Joe Phillips also wrote in a letter explaining the actor had been a life-saving partner to her. Danny is an amazing father. Well, you won't see him anymore. He's in prison. Our daughters and I are heartbroken that he is not home with us. He has been of course he's not home. He's busy sipping drugs and other actresses' thing and raping them. But that's okay. He'll be home soon, honey. Matheson's legal team immediately announced appeal to appeal. They're appealing it. Holly added, Mr. Matheson did not commit the crime for which he has been convicted, and we, as the appellate lawyers, the best and the brightest in the country, are confident that these convictions will be overturned. There you go. 30 years. So what is the lesson here? Rape when you're on drugs. That's the lesson.
No.
Huh?
I don't think so, honey.
What's the lesson here?
Don't drug anybody.
Right. Don't do the crime. If you can't do the time, make sure that maybe you wear a hoodie when you're having sex, and that way they can't identify you. Is that the lesson? No. Okay.
No. No.
Okay. I'm trying to find the lesson.
If you're going to drug somebody, be yourself.
Yes. If you're going to drug somebody, be yourself. That's what Pat says.
Drug yourself,
That's right. And Pat, when I see you in the cabin, I'm going to slip you something. I'm going to drug you. But I'm going to be polite.
Well, you think I'd notice.
No, I want to tell you first. Pat, before you drink it, I added a little something to kick. It'll be a little kick. And you'll be experiencing moves like a mushroom, and that you're going to be laughing, and you'll be soaring with the clouds. And eventually, you're not going to be able to defend yourself when I take your bra off. Cheers! Salud.
Well, 30 years to life for you, then.
Yeah, there you go. We toast to the clouds. And the other guy, Russell Brand. Poor bastard. And he was married to, you know who he is married to.
No, who?
Well, here's the story right here. Because Ty, hear me. Listen to this story. Listen to Russell. I like Russell very much.
Sexual assault allegations made against him. Russell Brand is denying sexual assault allegations made against him. In a video posted to his social media accounts, the Forgetting Sarah Marshall star.
You know, wouldn't it be funny if they had the lineup? And, I mean, he's denying it, right? They bring him in, and then they have the lineup, and these girls, you don't see anything but just their legs. And then they tell him, okay, open your legs, and they have no underwear on. And then he has to identify the pussy. Now, any of these pussy looks familiar to you? I don't know. maybe number four? That might look familiar. I don't know. A pussy lineup would probably be good. It's like, that number two might have assaulted me. Let's go number two. Number two? Yes. Was your pussy at the scene? I don't know. No. Next, when I was doing, I was sliding down the pole. Somebody was giving me money. Next thing you know, I got this guy, got his money. I closed my legs, and I broke his little willy. Because that's what he's here for, assault and battery. And he has to have these pussy lineups to make sure that what pussy assaulted him. And what pussy he's using the battery.
That's no battery, that's you.
Who get that taco truck out here? Here you go, Russell Brand.
Brand is denying sexual assault allegations made against him. In a video posted to his social media accounts, the Forgetting Sarah Marshall star said he, quote, absolutely refused the sexual assault claims and said his relationships have all been consensual. The video comes as a result of a joint investigation published by the Times of London, the Sunday Times, and Channel 4 Dispatches that reports multiple women have accused Brand of sexual assault, including rape.
I've received two extremely disturbing letters, or a letter and an email, one from a mainstream media TV company, one from a newspaper, listing a litany of extremely egregious and aggressive attacks, as well as some pretty stupid stuff, like my community festival should be stopped, that I shouldn't be able to attack mainstream media narratives on this channel. But amidst this litany of astonishing, rather baroque attacks are some very serious allegations that I absolutely refute.
Brand went on to address the time frame of the allegations.
These allegations pertain to the time when I was working in the mainstream, when I was in the newspapers all the time, when I was in the movies. And as I've written about extensively in my books, I was very, very promiscuous. Now, during that time of promiscuity, the relationships I had were absolutely always consensual. I was always transparent about that then, almost too transparent. And I'm being transparent about it now as well. And to see that transparency metastasized into something criminal that I absolutely deny makes me question, is there another agenda at play?
The actor continued by speculating that the allegations are a, quote, agenda to control his voice.
I don't mind them using my books and my stand-up to talk about my promiscuous, consensual conduct in the past. What I seriously refute are these very, very serious criminal allegations. Also, it's worth mentioning that there are witnesses whose evidence directly contradicts the narratives that these two mainstream media outlets are trying to construct, apparently in what seems to me to be a coordinated attack. Now, I don't want to get into this any further because of the serious nature of the allegations, but I feel like I'm being attacked, and plainly they are working very closely together.
Channel 4, The Times, and The Sunday Times aired a special on Saturday night titled Russell Brand in Plain Sight, which features women who allege that Brand has raped, sexually assaulted, or abused them, allegations he denies. NBC News has not independently confirmed any of the allegations against Brand, and an attorney for the star declined to comment on the allegations when reached out by NBC News.
There you have it. There you have it. British police said Monday. One second.
No judgment, just pure happiness. Well, that's the amazing world, though.
Here we go. British police said Monday that they received a sexual assault allegation after media outlets published claims by several women against Russell Brand. Now, this is disturbing here. The police did not act until they read something. Huh?
Who is he again?
Russell Brand was married to Katy Perry. He's a comedian, British actor, comedian. If you saw him, you would know him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And mostly he's done by his stand-up. But it's, what was disturbing here is says Monday they have received a sexual assault allegation after media outlets published claims by several women against Russell Brand. So the British police did not get the allegation from the women. They read about it on social media, and then they acted.
That's ridiculous.
A talent agency and a publisher also parted company with Brand over the claims. Now, these are claims, and this is what a man is losing because somebody claimed this happened. Now, the women did not go to the police or whatever they call the police in Britain. Did not go to the, what do they call them? I forgot what they call
them. Bobbies.
The Bobbies. They just read about it. Yeah, they just read about it on social media. Then they acted. And I don't think they acted because I don't think they arrested him. It says Monday that they received several assault allegations after the media outlet published the claims. A talent agency and a publisher also parted company with Brand over the claims, which have left the UK entertainment industry facing questions about whether the comedian's bad behavior went unchallenged because of his fame. Brand 48 denies allegations of sexual assault made by four women in a Channel 4 television documentary in the Times on Sunday. The accusers who have not been named include, see that, I think they should name the accusers. Why? I mean, if you don't name the accusers, why are we having them anonymous? This is serious business. You're destroying this man's life. We should know who you are. Maybe you're not the best women in the world, and maybe you got some background in your history that these guys can come forward, right? Maybe one of the accusers is such a whore that their ex can come forward and say, "Oh, she accused eight other people," you know, but they're keeping them anonymous. That their history does not come to fruition, because the law says we're not judging them by their past. We're just judging what's going on now. But by judging them by their past could be a allegation of other people that they're trying to shake down. But we'll never know because we're going to keep them anonymous. That's not fair.
No, it's not right.
It's not right. The accusers who have not been named include one who said she was sexually assaulted during a relationship with him. She was sexually assaulted during a relationship with him? You were in a relationship? What does that mean? I was sexually assaulted during a relationship. Honey, let's have sex. I don't want to have sex. You're my girlfriend. I know I'm a girlfriend. Honey, let's do it. I'm not in the mood.
Brian,
come on.
Brian,
no.
I have been raped by my lover.
Yes. Let me hear it. Let me hear the details. Yes, I want to hear it.
No, he was into forced relations, and I put an end to it.
But were you still in a relationship, or you were not?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, so he forced himself upon you when you were still in a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to clean his clocks.
And what did you do, kick him in the balls?
No, choke the fuck out of him.
Well, that works too.
Yeah.
That works too. Yeah, you can't ask anything. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. That should be a game show. Hold on. Here we go. Hey, welcome back to the game show. Yes, you have heard it. It's playing in Canada now. It's like Pat and her love relationship. Does Pat get a rose, or does she choke the fuck out of the person who's giving her a rose? We don't know. But whatever happens, she'll be fine. Last time she kicked a guy in the balls, and his balls came out of his mouth. We thought that was fun. So was a success. So who will Pat kill or attempt to murder? Well, we got this new bastard coming in right now. And let's see who it is. Oh, it's Masterson. What could go wrong? Let's hook him up with Pat and go to the fantasy room. And so to go in, what comes out? Will Pat choke the fuck out of him? Of course that could be bad information. Stay tuned. What will Pat do? Will she choke the fuck out of them? Or will she kiss him? Who knows? Up in the air. Stay tuned for Pat. And this is sponsored by Pat Overland Bakery. Call for Patty Cake. It's Halloween. Don't forget to get your devil cake. And don't forget to eat the brownies. The best brownies in town. Oh, thank you. And good night. There you go, Pat.
Yeah, you do the music a bit too loud for your voice, honey.
I do. I don't want people to hear my voice. Get out of there. Pat. Now, the answer is Pat choked the fuck out of him. There you go. You were correct. Remaining dates, live gigs. The accuser who has been named, who has not been named, include one who said she was sexually assaulted during a relationship with him when she was 16.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's an oh, my. Let me get an oh, my in here. She was 16 years old. This actually left Katy Perry. 16. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's young.
Yeah. How would you be
not
in a relationship with a 16?
Not by standards, but, you know.
Well, he's 48. How old was he? I think he's in the 4. Didn't he say he was 48?
Yeah, something like that. 47 or 48.
Yeah, he has to be at least in his late 40s. 16 years old. What's going on there? There is no way you can make a transition to a relationship. There is no fucking way. You know, if she was like 19 or 20, I go, okay, you can try to start it. Not when you're 40-something and she's 16.
No.
Oh, my God. And I was ready to defend this guy, too, you know? I was ready to defend it. Oh, well, I got to give him this.
Oh, my.
There you go. Or even this.
Oh, my.
There you go. The funny oh, my. Oh, man. 16 years old. She was 16 years. What's that song, Pat? She was 16 years old.
Too old.
Leave her up. No, you know the song. it's in my head. Now, that's going to be a hard song to find. You know it. She was 16 years old. I mean, come on. Oh, here it is.
No, I don't know this one.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Here it is. You tell me if you don't know it. Let me see. They're not giving it to me. I don't know if this is a song. Let's see if it's a song. They just give me a different song. If I play it, you should know it. Let me see.
It's free.
Yeah, here it is. Tell me if you don't remember this song. Listen to the song.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I don't know that song.
You
no,
don't know
I don't
that
know
song?
That one.
You know, I don't know what it is about 16, because there's been a lot of songs that they wrote about 16. Remember Joan Jett and her 16? Remember that one?
I'm not sure. That's so far back.
But I Love Rock and Roll. Here she is singing. Here she's singing Rock and Roll, and she names the age of this kid. I guess the magic number in Rock and Roll is 16. Go. Another 17, 16, 17. What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, but that used to be the age kids were considered more or less grown up. You can get your license and stuff like that.
16, but it's still, there's still songs about 16. Sweet 16, 16 Candles, six songs about
those
16
old.
Years old. Well, how were you? Tell me who was young, Pat Oberlin at 16. When you were 16 years old, who were you?
Nothing was going on. Nothing was going on. I was working.
Uh-huh.
I was working my butt off.
Were you on a stripper pole?
No, I was working for my mom's nursery school.
Okay, I just didn't know what the age it was in Canada. Whee! Okay. So you're 16 years old. Okay, and? Okay, so
that
you're working with your mom.
Many, many moons ago.
Wow.
I'm 65 now, Brian.
I know, but I'm just wondering, what were you, if I met you, did you like ice cream? Did you like ice cream?
A bit.
Did you like ice cream?
A little bit.
A little bit. So if I was like, you're 16 and I'm like 40, and I go, you want some ice cream, little girl?
No.
All right. Wait a minute. You want some taffy? You want some taffy?
Nothing would have worked.
Hamburger?
No.
I have this black cat that needs a home.
Meow, meow, meow.
It wouldn't have worked. Nothing would have worked.
Meow, 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 meow.
No, I was a very straight teenager.
Wow. When did you go awry? 17, 18? When you got independent?
When my dad said... My dad had his thumb on me like you wouldn't believe, and he said, when you're 18, you can do what you want. So the day I turned 18, God damn it, shit happened.
Well, Shit happened. Okay, then, well, at least you had a thumb on you, not in you. That could be bad.
Now you're
18 years old, okay? You're 18, I'm 45. Hello, Pat. Want to pet my kitty?
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, you want some candy?
Meow, 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 meow. Never would have worked.
Oh, you want some mushrooms? Hey.
Sure.
Okay, I went to candy to... Okay, I was in the wrong area. Hello. Okay. I was just in the wrong area.
That's now, though. That's now. Okay.
Yeah.
Not then.
I hid the mushrooms in a cat's butt.
Meow, 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 meow.
There you go. Take the cat.
No, I didn't drink, smoke, do drugs. I didn't do anything when I was 16.
When you're 16. Okay. Well, you weren't this. Pat, I'd be a musician. You like musicians? How about if I come down in a band? If my band, you're like 18, I'm playing in your hometown. You know what I mean? You're gonna love our bands. We play a lot of good movies like Woodstock and shit. Would you like that?
We used to see some groups through Hamilton and Niagara and
Toronto. There you go. And that's Pat, everybody. Pat, thank you for participating in that acting lesson. Thank you. You know, raising a child costs a lot of money. You know how much raising a child costs? Take a guess. Raising a child.
100
Take a guess. Something more.
Three.
You would not believe the cost of raising a child in the United States. Higher than 100,000.
Really? Well, this is recent, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, here it is right here. You'll be surprised. So you're thinking about having a family, and we're talking one child. We're not talking children. So if you're thinking about having a child, and or you're thinking about having a kid and leaving because you can't raise your kid and you're leaving with your parents, well, think again because it's not much. Listen to this.
The cost to raise a child in the U.S. has jumped nearly 20% between 2016 and 2021. Now, according to LendingTree, it's up to more than $21,000 per year. From birth to age 18, the average cost is more than $237,000. The parents who pay the least are in South Carolina.
$237,000 and $482 to raise a child from birth to 18 years old. And South Carolina
Not
is 106. Yeah, but in South Carolina it's 169,000, and if you're in Hawaii, it's $314,000. $314,000 if you're in Hawaii. Here you go.
169,000, the most Hawaii. $314,000, and this does not include college tuition.
Wow. That's why Becky and I both have one child each.
Oh, wow. Didn't hear that one coming.
There you go. There you go. What's the cost of having a kid nowadays? Now, what's the cost of an abortion? Now we have to figure that out. a coat hanger and a cup of coffee. Bad joke.
They don't even allow them anymore, do they?
Some places they do. Ow, that's a very bad joke. A coat hanger and a cup of coffee.
That's terrible.
It is, I'm a horrible person. Well, Pat, it's getting that time. It's
yep,
getting that time where we have to go. It's getting that time again. You know, we try to do a show that, you know, Halloween is coming. October 31st, time to hide your cat. If you have a black cat, it is time right about
yes.
now to kind of keep your eye on that cat. Right about now, you'll be surprised. They will come to your house early, nurture that cat, and raise it to the Halloween time. It's time to watch your cat. And if you have a black pussy, just be very careful. It's time to hide it and cover it up.
You know, the shelters won't let go of black cats in October.
Yeah, no, they won't. They won't. They won't at all. You know, it reminds me of, you know, Pat, you don't know this of me, but I was a preacher at one time. I was a preacher. Before I became on the radio, I was a preacher. Amen, sister girl. Get an amen for that. I walked among the preachers and the clergy. Amen, girl. Amen. I have seen temptation. Temptations have seen me. Amen. I have fought temptation. Sometimes I won, sometimes I lost, but temptation won. You know what temptations say? Temptations say, Papa was a rolling stone. That's what temptations say. Wherever he laid his hat was at home. And when he died, all he left, this was alone. That's what temptations say. I fought temptation, temptation fought me. Somewhere right now, I know Laverne is giggling and hating herself for it. Thank you. But as a preacher, I have walked with the evil. I have danced with evil. I have kissed evil. I have married evil. I have divorced evil. That silly
oh, wow.
bitch. Her name, yes. Her name was Dorothy. Got rid of her. Anyway. Evil will prey upon us, and I will pray to get evil out. Amen, Sister Blaine. Amen. Do I hear amen? Amen. Amen. Do I hear amen from the Canada area? Amen. Amen.
I don't do amens.
You do a woman? Then do a woman.
Sure, why not? A woman.
Which is your own. Okay, I lost you with the caddy and the drugs. Now you, not the men, not the women. A woman. A woman. Do what you want.
Yeah, I don't do religious
God.
Stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, God, have mercy. I remember when I met Jesus once. Jesus said to me, you know, you could do better. And I said to Jesus, no, I can't. Jesus says, I have faith in you, my son. Go forward and do better. I said, Jesus, I don't want to argue with you, but let's keep the bar low. Jesus says, be strong, my man, because Satan is coming. I said, I'm not afraid of Satan, Jesus. Amen. I walk in the path of the Lord, which will protect me from evilness and danger. Unless you're
not
a stripper and I got my bucks. That's true. Well, I got my psychic, Pat Overland. You must know who Pat Overland is, Jesus. Jesus says, yes, I know who Pat Overland is. I was there.
She's
I was
the one
there
that doesn't worship
went.
Me.
Yeah, well, she doesn't worship me, but she's a believer in the spirits. And I was there at her hospital. She knows I was there. She prayed, and I answered. Thank you, Jesus, because we love Pat Overland. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you must teach me the way. And Jesus say, son, got to find your own way. But Jesus, how will I know if my way is the right way or is the wrong way? And Jesus says, son, I give you free will. Here's will. He's free. The other one's enslaved. Ha ha, Jesus joke. No, I give you free will. And you must decide what path you
take.
I don't know. I'm preaching, and I will pass my plate to you so you can put your Jesus money in so I can buy some Jesus juice. please pass the plate and put the money in so I may preach again.
I think it's kind of evil the church does that because they're taking from people that don't have it.
Well, we're praying. Praying costs money. I mean, before, back in the day, prayer was free. Now it's not free anymore. Just like cost of living, pray costs. Depending on how deep doo-doo that you're in, the more it costs you to pray. And the more people need to pray for your dumb ass because you did some shit. And that's why it's not just one person. Nowadays, it costs a lot to pray and get more people like followers to pray for you because then I listen. Other than that, you're a damn fool. You're going to hell. Prayer costs and sin costs. That brings us to you.
Yeah.
You have sinned, my darling. Not for a while, but you have sinned. Jesus says, I've seen you sin, and I'm not happy. But I will forgive
not being happy.
Yeah, I will forgive you. I don't continue not being happy. You make Jesus weep. I want to thank. Pat for coming on the show. Jesus. Oh, don't hurt us. Oh, I want to thank Pat for coming on the show today. I hope it was entertaining for her as
yeah.
well as it was for me. I will be on tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Tomorrow I will be on. Wednesday I will
Tuesday.
Not be on. Yes, Tuesday I will be on.
Not
Wednesday
tomorrow?
I will not be on. I will be on tomorrow, but not Wednesday. Not Wednesday.
Okay.
Thursday
well,
I will be on
I'm
and Friday.
I'm going to sleep in.
Then you sleep in. What are you
sleeping
in?
Wednesday, then.
Right. Well, you, no, not Thursday. Wednesday, sleep in.
Yes.
I'll be on. I'm not going to be on Wednesday. I'll be on Tuesday,
okay.
Thursday, and Friday. So sleep in on Wednesday.
I will.
All right.
I messed
Those
up and
us,
went to bed early last night.
Sounds good. Those of us who are looking forward to sex, say what?
What? I'm looking.
I said, those of us who are looking forward to sex, say what? You go, what? What?
I am.
Okay, now we're getting silly. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Sleep good, my friends, and I will see you tomorrow. Pat, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Pat. Thank you for coming
okay.
on, and I will see you tomorrow. I will see you tomorrow,
you
sweetheart.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you, Laverne. Thank you, Laverne. And we got Laverne. Laverne, thank you for coming to the Church of Hammer, bringing, sanctifying it with your goodness. Hopefully I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you later, and see you tomorrow. Bye.
Happy day.